is Friday Sport on North Sound 1.
Hello and welcome to Wednesday's Dons Daily, the latest in North Sound's week of Friday Sports specials building up to Sunday's League Cup final between Aberdeen and Inverness. Today we've been hearing about some of the tasty treats being lined up in celebration of the final, and AFC's historian gives us his sight on how reaching this final ranks with previous achievements.
This is Friday Sport on North Sound 1, the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond.
But first, Aberdeen boss Dirk McInnes is unimpressed with Inverness counterpart John Hughes' attempts at mind games in the lead-up to the final. Hughes had said the SPFL should just hand the Dons the trophy for forcing Cali to play Hibs tonight in the Premiership. Speaking from the Reds' training base in St Andrews, here's McInnes' take on Hughes' comments.
I'm a wee bit confused, to be honest, because I'm sure he said last week that these players would rather play than train all week anyway, so I think it's also he's got two players available that ordinarily wouldn't be as well. So we both had a cup tie at the weekend. We both ran the risk of injuries and suspensions from that game.
Captain Russell Anderson knows how much a win on Sunday would mean, but isn't getting ahead of himself.
I'm not going to lie, it would mean an awful lot. I don't want to really think about that before we actually play the game, to be honest, because I think if you get it the wrong way around, then there's a good chance that I won't be doing it. So again, it's back to just making sure that we play the game, we take everything else out of the equation, because at the end of the day it is just another game of football, albeit there is a big prize at the end of it. But if we don't get that side right, then we could fall flat on our face.
We'll of course have more from the Dons camp all week here on the Friday Sports Special Podcast and on air on North Sound 1 and North Sound 2.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons, keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
Cup final pies, butteries, cakes, burgers. It seems firms across the North East are doing their bit to give Aberdeen their backing. Inverurie baker J.G. Ross is just one of them. I caught up with their production director, Cameron Ross.
I'm here at J.G. Ross in Inverurie. Cameron, tell us firstly what you're doing to mark the final on Sunday.
Well, we've decided to come up with a special buttery, and because of the association with Angus the Bull is the mascot we've come up with, an Aberdeen Angus buttery.
Now, we've done special butteries in the past. How big are you expecting the demand to be for this?
We are expecting the demand to be really big because the city is really buzzing with Aberdeen getting to the first final for a number of years. We're expecting to hit hopefully about 4,000 of these butteries on Friday.
Now people are hearing this and wondering how can they get them, how can they go about picking these up?
They'll be available in all our outlets, so any J.G. Ross branch. There's 15 Scotmids through the northeast of Scotland in our area as well, and other of our wholesale customers.
Now, you mentioned obviously the whole northeast talking about this at the moment. How important was it for J.G. Ross to be marking the occasion?
Well, I think it's such a big thing for Aberdeen. Unfortunately, they've been in a doldrum for a number of years, but this season they really seem to have taken fire, and the whole of the city seems to be right behind them, which is great news.
What are your own plans for the final? Are you heading down to Parkhead?
I'm definitely heading down with my two boys. Fortunately for them, they're part of the Aberdeen youth setup, so they've got a real vested interest in Aberdeen at the moment as well. So we're really looking forward to it.
Fantastic. I mean, there's a lot being made of the fact that we've sold 40,000 tickets. Pittodrie wouldn't usually be that full, but I find it really is a day for the whole community to get involved.
It is, and everybody I'm speaking to just now are making it a real family day out. So, the mum, the dads go in with their kids, and maybe a granny and granda as well. I think it's going to be a real family atmosphere, and hopefully everybody will get behind the Dons.
Just as I got to ask Cameron, what do you think the result will be?
I think it will definitely be an Aberdeen win, and if you can ask me for a scoreline, I think it will be 3-0.
Meanwhile, Haig's the Butcher in Aberdeen have come up with a lamb and chilli burger in honour of the occasion. Owner Julie Haig tells us more.
We have made a burger in our on-site butchery. It's called The Sheep Are On Fire, to correspond with the chant that the supporters are singing at the moment. It's made with fresh Scotch lamb and chilli, and it tastes superb.
Yeah, and tell us, it's a kind of a funny story how it came about.
Well, yeah, there was one Saturday, my husband James, he's the main butcher here, and also the other owner, and there was a lot of fans in after they'd got through after the semis, and they were all really excited and singing The Sheep Are On Fire. And then they just turned around and says to James, would you mind making us a burger? And he's like, yeah, they said either a burger or a sausage, something with an Aberdeen theme, just for a bit of fun. So James took them up on the challenge, and hence why we've made the product.
Yeah, now tell us, what's in it?
We've got lamb, Scotch lamb, and chilies, so it's given it a little bit of a kick. So it's kind of like a lamb burger. We make a traditional steak burger here, but because, you know, the sheep are on fire, this is like the kind of connection. So we've put lamb inside it and also chili.
And how popular are you expecting these to be? Like, what demand do you expect?
Well, so far, this morning, I've put it on Facebook at 6:30 this morning. I've already had orders, so before the shop even opened. So I think it will sell out before the weekend.
Fantastic. I mean, why is it important for Hague to mark this one? I mean, city seems to be buzzing about this.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a long time since Aberdeen have been in a cup final, and I'm Aberdonian. I'm from here. I was born and bred in the city, educated here. We moved away for a bit and came back home and opened Hague's in School Hill. And it's just something to give up. You know, we're just giving something back to the community. The customers want it. We've done it. We're the main butcher in the city centre, and we just made them a product that they can have a little bit of fun and hopefully, you know, cheer on the Dons on Sunday with their burgers and hopefully they'll win.
North Sound 1 with the best preview of the weekend's sport action across the northeast of Scotland and beyond. This is Friday Sport.
Now, one of the most talked about points of this cup run has been the length of time since Aberdeen were in a final of any kind, or even further back, the last time they won a trophy, the 1995 League Cup, for any relatively young Dons fans out there. So how does this final appearance rank among the Reds' greatest achievements? Given the recent drought, should we be celebrating as much as when Sir Alex Ferguson's Gothenburg greats won the Cup Winners' Cup in the 80s? I sat down with AFC's historian Kevin Sterling to get his take.
Well, I think given the time that since we've last been there, it's right up there, and I think that's been proved with the interest in the game, with incredible 40,000 at least following the team. It's been such a long time since Aberdeen actually won anything. It's the longest post-war period without a trophy, so it's understandable there's kind of unprecedented interest.
Obviously, with the Gothenburg win and the trophies we had under Sir Alex Ferguson, Aberdeen have got a proud history. How much do you think that's been hit over the last decade or so?
Well, I think when you walk through Pittodrie these days, there's all these memories of some great success that the team enjoyed. And I think, to be fair to the new manager, he's embraced that and he's instilled that into his team. And I think we're seeing that on the park now, that the history doesn't have to be such a difficulty to deal with. They've embraced it well, and they're looking forward to making their own piece of history.
You mentioned the fact that there's a lot of history around Pittodrie. I mean, has that perhaps been not a monkey to get off the Don's back, but that's something that all current teams since have been very aware of how successful we've been in the past?
Yes, I think so, because a lot of players that do come here, they do their homework. And they do look at the club and they look at all aspects of it, and they see that Aberdeen have a fantastic history for a provincial club in Scotland. It's beyond anything that any other club has achieved. And along with that comes a responsibility, a duty that the players have got to look at these things and say, right, well, this is a proper football club, and I want to be part of it.
Yeah, we've mentioned the ticket sales, and there's always a talk of Aberdeen being a sleeping giant. Do you think now that we're in one final, potentially could be set for another, it is now waking up?
Well, I think that's just confirmed just how big a club Aberdeen are in Scottish terms. To take such a huge following is beyond what anybody really could have imagined. It's more than quite a lot of the finals in the 80s when Aberdeen were expected to win these games. It's more than they've ever taken for any cup final, and that just shows the size of the club, and the fact that it's been so long that they haven't been at this stage in the past.
And the fact that we're now seeing that, what can you put that down to? Is it purely Derek McInnes' efforts, or is it a lot of things coming together at once?
Derek McInnes is the sort of is at the centre of it. He's a modern manager. He's taken in some great ideas. He's learned from other managers. He's learned from his experiences with other clubs. And to be perfectly honest, I think Aberdeen's a good fit for Derek McInnes. The chairman, Stuart Milnes, also claimed that he's here for a long term. We'd be absolutely delighted to see that. But I think Derek's taken in... I think it was crucial at the end of last season the half dozen or so games he sort of took a back seat. I think he really had time to evaluate the squad. He's acted on it. He's taken in some great, great players. I think the signing of Adam Rooney was inspirational. And I think that's got to be proved in the next few weeks.
Yeah, turning your attention to Sunday. I mean, what are your own plans for the final?
Well, I'm driving down, as I usually do. There's nothing too grand about that. I'm just driving down, taking the family with me. We'll all be at the game. We're all hoping for an Aberdeen win. I'm driving back, I'm leaving the car, and I will be celebrating because I've got Monday off.
Oh, fantastic. And speaking about taking the family down, is that, do you think that adds to part of the occasion of a final, that people are bringing their families and it's more of a community feeling than perhaps a day-to-day league game?
Yes, it is. A cup final is always a special occasion. Over the last few years, cup football, especially down south, has been eroded, and that's a shame. There was a time when cup football was everything. It had that special quality, that unknown quantity, the fact that you can win a cup and the next day you can be down Union Street parading it. And that. A lot of clubs just don't get that. But we will. We certainly have in the past, and I'm sure we'll be doing so quite soon.
Just last to pin you down, Kevin, what do you think the score will be on Sunday?
I'm going for a 2-0 for Aberdeen. I think I can't see Adam Rooney not scoring. I think we'll control the game. I think it'll be nervous until we get the first goal, but I think the first goal is crucial. I think once we get that, I think we'll be fine.
Thanks so much for joining us, Kevin.
North Sound 1, the official station of the Dons. Keeping you up to date with the latest from Pittodrie. This is Friday Sport.
Lastly today, Dons fans heading to the final on Sunday are being urged to behave responsibly by police. 40,000 Aberdeen supporters will be at Parkhead, along with at least 7,000 Inverness fans. British Transport Police say alcohol is prohibited on many train services before and after the match, but to check ahead. We'll have more build-up tomorrow, and of course this week's Friday Sport will have a full one-hour preview of the final at 6pm on North Sound 1. But that's it for Wednesday's Dons Daily. I'm Finlay Duncan.
Your music. Your life.
On the radio.
This is North Sound 1.